RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it, get.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Yeah, be on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Friday morning, getting you set up for a big weekend in the world of sports. You heard Commanders, Eagles right here. We got two shows left, by the way. Not two Fridays left. We've got two shows left before we get out of here on winter vacation starting next Tuesday. So I'm always conscious, you know, this is a show. You listen to it potentially live on your AM radio. You may also listen to it on the podcast. But these podcasts, you know, live at the top of the podcast list for a long time. The people who are starring for MP content, this is what they're listening to over and over on repeat for the next 2 weeks. And so we got to be on point and we got to make the right calls here because if you're a podcast listener, you probably know what happened in Commanders Eagles. I don't know what happened right now as I talk to you, but you probably know. And so I got to make sure whatever I say doesn't sound ridiculous. Today, we can say definitively VCU basketball is winners. They put up 100 on American U last night at the Stew at 10:45. You'll hear a little bit of Coach Phil Martelli's post-game after that, satisfied with the performance. Always things to clean up, and certainly American scoring in the 80s isn't going to sit great with him, but coming off of that uneven game against Niagara, good to be back in the positive column there. Good to be back with a team that's handling its business, as VCU certainly did last night. About 15 minutes, we got an update on the guy who took the train to the JMU playoff game in Oregon. It's a good update and a bad update. He's there. That's good. He didn't make it on the train, though. That's bad. I think he may have quit prematurely. We'll dive into the train journey story that has captivated America in about 15 minutes. Jaden Daniels, yeah, we got more Jaden Daniels thoughts. He turned 25 yesterday. Happy birthday to Jaden Daniels. Debate rages on. over whether he should play, what the rest of the season looks like for him. He's done. He will not play football again. The Commanders will play football three times between now and then. We'll make our NFL picks at 11:30. It's a thing we do. And I'm going to take the Eagles. I think they've still got a lot to play for. I don't feel great about laying those points, but I do think the Eagles still, you know, some teams in the Eagles spot where you're going to be the division winner, but you don't know you're going to be, you know, you also know you're not going to be the bye. You're stuck, right? So they can't do a ton for their playoff other than maybe be in the 3 seed or the 4 seed, you know, moving around in that space. Some teams shut it down, treat these games like a bye, try to get healthy into the playoffs. I think the Eagles need to get good going into the playoffs. They've been a bit of a mess recently, and so I think that's going to be a real focus for them coming in. We've got tickets to give away right now, so let's do that. Speaking of things that won't age well in the podcast at all, don't call this number if you're listening to the podcast. If you're listening to us live right now on Friday morning at 10:04 a.m., call in. We got tickets. We've been teasing these all week. I just want to give them out right here out of the gate for our fans who hang around after the Junkies in the morning. We don't cross-talk with the Junkies, but I know we got some cross-audience, people who enjoy both. I got two tickets. New Year's Eve at the Stew. You'll be out of there before the ball drops. It's VCU St. Bonaventure. Great basketball game. 2 o'clock p.m., so like I said, you'll be out of there in time to party later in the night. 2 p.m. at the Stew, New Year's Eve, VCU St. Bonaventure. I got a pair of tickets. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to pick up the phone and call 833-804-0910. We'll give them to the third caller, 833-804-0910. If you would like two complimentary tickets to see VCU play the Bonnies, courtesy of your friends at 910 The Fan, the home for VCU basketball in Richmond, as we were last night as well. That's how you start a show. Start the show with a bang like that. Yesterday, I talked about how ridiculous it was that the Chicago Bears want to move to Indiana. And then, of course, last night, the Kansas City Chiefs announced they're moving to Kansas, which is, and look, everybody knows I'm from Kansas, so I'm biased here. But I think everybody knows that's a... that's at face value, a more logical move. It's ridiculous, and sure, we'll dive into that. Kansas City, people associate with Missouri. Yeah, half of it's in Kansas. So the Kansas City Chiefs playing in Kansas is not at face value an unreasonable thing. Not like the Indiana Bears, which is a completely unreasonable thing, given the history of that franchise. So the backstory here is, the Chiefs want a roof on their stadium so they can be a year-round event destination, I say, in that tone, because you've got one of the great iconic venues in football. You don't need to ruin that so that you can have Jason Aldean play country music once every summer at your roofed venue. Get out of town with that. That's maybe host a Final Four every 20 years. There's no upside here. There's no benefit. It's just a guy who's greedy, and there's a dollar, and he's jumping for it. That's how I feel about that for both the Bears and the Chiefs, that they got governments offering them a dollar, and they're jumping and taking it because it's cool and they can make the dollar. It's not good for anybody. I'll say this as a Chiefs fan for a long time. I lived in Kansas. I love that I didn't have to pay a cent for the Chiefs and could just drive across the border and enjoy them, which is how I feel about the Washington Nationals as well. The Nats are playing D.C. That stadium is entirely funded by D.C. taxpayers, and yet I can buy the same ticket and go enjoy the same show. Same with FedEx Field, now Northwest Stadium. Maryland pays for that. I don't pay for that. And when they were talking about building the stadium in Dumfries, in Woodbridge, in Lorton, in wherever they were going to build that stadium, in Ashburn, I had the same thought every time. I don't want it. I don't want that. I want to enjoy it without paying for it. And that's not possible in all scenarios, but it's possible in this scenario. You should, if you have a team that's on the border, and you're a fan of that team, you should always root for that team to be on the other side of that border. That's my stadium hot take this morning. 2 days in a row of stadium hot takes. You never know what's going to happen in the world of MP on the mic. We're with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over. Friday fun show where we scoop up everything we haven't talked about all week long. We talked about the Bears yesterday. We'll get to college football playoff. I want to hit the WNBA thing too. Let's hit all the random buttons right out of the gate before we get to college football playoff, before we get to the Commanders, before we get to all that. The WNBA has authorized its union to strike if necessary as they continue to negotiate a new contract for the players. Now, you know my thought on this, which is I don't think they're playing WNBA basketball next year. I think everybody needs to brace themselves for that because I just think the gap's way too big. You've got NBA owners who feel like they are doing this charitable good by owning a WNBA team. You've got WNBA players who feel like, hey, we are a legitimate league and we need to be treated as such. They're not arguing over money. They're arguing over respect and legitimacy and autonomy. Those are tougher things to handle at the bargaining table. Now, each side has something kind of in its back pocket. For the NBA, it's we own the arenas. We own the infrastructure. Like, yeah, we did start this as a charity to advance women's basketball, and we're glad it's grown. And also, it doesn't make a ton of money for us, which, you know, we'll leave that to the accountants to sort out. For the WNBA players, it's nobody's got deep-seated attachments to these teams. Go start your own league. Go make the money you can make. Go start a league, and, you know, it's not the Washington Mystics, it's the Washington Misted, or whatever it is. You can start a league pretty easily in America right now, and there's enough venues out there. There's no, like, well, they're not the Seattle Storm, they're the Seattle Stew, so I don't know. I don't think people have that kind of attachment to those teams yet. There's one player people are attached to. If she's involved, people will come. That's a different story for a different time, though. All right. Promise to JMU train update. We'll get to that and everything going on in the world of college football. Friday fun show on a replay. The party interview at 10:30. VCU basketball. Big win. You'll hear from Coach Phil Martelli at 10:45. NFL picks at 11:30. We'll sneak in some college ones for you, too. On the house, you're welcome, America. It's MP on the mic. It's Friday. We're headed into a big sports weekend. Glad to be spending it with you. You're listening to Richmond's home for VCU basketball. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. All right, on Twitter, Nick says, this is the best sports Saturday of the year, bar none. And I am a hard disagree on this, which is not to say I'm not excited for Saturday. We got Commanders Eagles. That'll be fun. I think Bears Packers is an excellent NFL game. We've got three college football games. You got Miami against Texas A&M. That one will be good. Tulane Ole Miss and JMU Oregon. And there's a smattering of college basketball. You know, some of it good, some of it very good. UNC Ohio State. I think some people around here will watch that one. Duke Texas Tech will be very good. St. John's Kentucky will be very fun. I don't know. The best Saturday of the sports year. There's a lot of Saturdays in the sports year. I think a lot of people take an NFL playoff weekend over this. I'm going to go March Madness, first Saturday of March Madness, always an excellent sporting day. College football, there are better college football weeks than this. Let's just call this what it is. There are weeks where college football delivers wall-to-wall thrills in the noon window, in the 3:30 window, in the evening window. And I don't think this is going to be that weekend, which is not to say I'm not pulling for the Dukes. I'm pulling for the Dukes. Go JMU. I'm just saying my optimism is very low. Jeremy, AWOD's producer, who is a big JMU guy, I gave the Dukes a 1% chance of winning, and instead of trying to talk me out of it, he begged me to give them 2%. which I did as a courtesy. We're up to 2%. We don't even have whole milk yet on JMU's chances. That's where we're at. It's a bad matchup. It's Commanders-Eagles. Did not turn out to be a good matchup. Maybe be a fun football game, but a lot of people have thrown in the towel here. The apathy has returned. My favorite story going on right now, though, is the guy who took a train from D.C. to Eugene, Oregon, to watch the Dukes in the college football playoff. Here's the initial update on that from yesterday. The train between here and Eugene, Oregon, is scheduled at 77 hours and 3 minutes.
Good grief.
Three trains involved. Yeah. You go from here to Chicago, Chicago to Portland, and then you finish it off to Eugene. With a little transfer at the end. These are quick transfers, too.
Yeah.
The train from Chicago to Portland takes 46 hours and 12 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Which is two entire days.
That's not even worth it.
So 3 days, 24 hours a day, if it works. You know where I'm going with this.
It sounds like a blood clot to me.
He's having delays.
Yeah.
Yeah. His train got delayed. He left on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Sunday.
Okay.
He's still not there.
Seriously. It's Thursday.
You're running the numbers on that?
Yeah. I'm going over it in my head.
Think about everything you've done since Sunday. He's been on a train.
That's miserable.
Full time since then.
Okay, the train ride to New York I hated.
But the best part of this is he's been posting videos along the way. And the first video is like, I'm in Washington, D.C. We're taking the train. My Dukes are in the playoffs. I'm so excited. And now today's video is like,
It's Thursday.
Get me off of this thing. But he says he's worried now he's not going to make the game.
Yeah.
Which is Saturday night.
I'm glad he factored in an entire week.
It's going to take him a whole week to get between here and there on the train.
I could have gone to Japan and back in that time.
He could have rode his bike there in that time. I don't know. That's probably not true. Don't check my math on that.
Well, like literally the flight to Japan was like, what, 16 hours? I mean.
You could have flown to Japan and back.
And had a couple days in between.
Three times.
Yeah.
You could have just sat on the plane Japan and back three times.
And I'll tell you, that trip was miserable, so I would hate a week on a train.
Now, the train, you can walk around.
You can.
They have food. They have the... On this train, they don't have this on the New York train, but they've got the glass ceiling car where you can observe the beauty of America as you roll through the non-beautiful parts of America that takes so long to roll through. I'm from those places. I'm allowed to say that. I hope he makes the game. At some point, you got to just...
Yeah.
Pull the ripcord and Uber at some point, I guess.
Wait, so what made him make this decision?
Well, he travels a lot for work and he's on airplanes a lot and he hates it. And so he thought this would be a fun change of pace to get on the train and go from here to Oregon to watch his Dukes in the playoffs.
It's fun if it's like a couple hour trip.
Remember, he left Sunday.
Yeah.
And his report this morning is, I'm worried I won't make the game.
Yeah.
That sounds like the complete opposite of fun to me. Okay, that was train guy yesterday. That was the train update where he got on the train Sunday with the intention of riding the train to Eugene, Oregon, scheduled at a 3.5.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Day train ride nonstop across the country got delayed because it's Amtrak. I don't even need to explain that one. He got delayed because it's an Amtrak train. And so now here's the update. As of this morning, he's there. Last night, the train pulled into Spokane, Washington, which is still pretty far from Eugene, actually. I understand that that seems conceptually close, but it's not. It's still a long ways away, especially by Amtrak. He got worried he wasn't going to make it. And so he got off the train in Spokane last night and took a flight to Portland, which is right next to Eugene, and finished with a drive. I think he pulled the cord too early. He's got a whole day. Now, I think he would have spent the whole day today on the train, but I think he would have rolled in tomorrow, probably, what, about lunchtime, which still gives you several hours before the game to tailgate. He bought himself a plane ticket, took the train from D.C., made it to Washington State, crossed the border into Washington State, and then grabbed a plane ticket, and he cheated. I think he should have seen it through. It's a better story. I don't think this is as good of a story. I also think, like, the game's not today. He's got time. I don't think he understood how much time he had. And that's okay. I get that. It's still, it's tough to pull the ripcord on something like that. All right. That's the JMU train guy update. College football playoffs this weekend. We're watching JMU. Final ride. What a weird situation in the JMU office, because the coach is gone. Bob Chesney has agreed to be the new coach at UCLA. Did signing day for them. And you've got a new crew already in. Billy Napier's the coach coming from Florida. We're very excited for him. I think he'll do great things there. He did signing day at JMU this year. They're both just coexisting. One guy's coaching the team. One guy's building next year's team, and they're kind of running parallel paths. And one's coaching now, one's coaching later. There's only one coach in office, I would assume, at JMU. I don't know if we're making temporary offices. It's like the tent casino, I guess. We're making tent coaching offices at JMU. Well, they're in Oregon right now, so they got time. Imagine if they win. I mean, again, they won't. But imagine if they win. What an insane thing that would be for the people of Oregon, for the people of Harrisonburg. Yeah, it wouldn't be a thing for the people of Oregon. They wouldn't like that. Train guy would be having fun in Oregon. I think he's going to have a good time. Win, lose, or draw, I think he's going to have a good time. I also don't think they'll draw. I don't think it works like that. College football playoff tomorrow night, JMU. And then we got the Commanders here. They'll be wrapping up as JMU starts. And, you know, if JMU gets out of hand, Packers-Bears is going to be a good football game. I'm calling one upset this weekend, and it is Miami over A&M. I am also calling Oklahoma as the winner over Alabama. That's not an upset either way. It's just been a little too much Bama talk for my tastes. And next week, there's going to be a lot of Oregon talk over Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech is going to hear that. There's going to be whoever wins Oklahoma, Alabama, there's going to be a lot of talk of them over Indiana. Don't listen to it. Stick with your guy, MP. Indiana's a good team. They've proven it on the field over and over. And they've got the week off to get ready. They'll be just fine. Kurt Cinetti's just fine. Mark Byington, man, he's just fine. Vandy basketball. What's in the water at JMU? I don't know. Train guy doesn't know either. He's there. He got there. Congrats to him. He cheated at the end. Unsatisfying ending to a really good story. We'll keep things rolling here. Friday fun show. Parney dropped by yesterday. Talk about the new baseball stadium. Made his picks for the week. We'll replay that for you. And then in about 20 minutes, we'll get to Phil Martelli postgame after a big VCU win last night. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105. Maybe your favorite time of the week. Who knows? Doesn't matter. My show. We call the shots. It's NFL picks time. We'll do some college picks as well today. We get you set for a really good weekend in the world of football. And it starts tonight, by the way. Last picks of the year. This is our last chance to give you. This is entertainment purposes only. I don't know what I'm talking about, but we like talking about it. We have fun picking the games each week. Don't put money on these picks. We're not making that sort of guarantee right here. We're just having fun. Did VCU cover? I don't think they did. See, that's the thing. You never know in these early season games. VCU got the win they needed, scored 100 last night against American. They're back Monday at the Siegel Center. One last chance to watch them on the cheap tickets before it's A10 play and you gotta fork over for the tickets. Something to keep in mind as you're making your plans. Alabama, Oklahoma, Friday night lights down in Oklahoma. And Norman, I mean, this is a great game. Good SEC matchup, not a rematch. 1-point spread, love it. Ride with the Sooners. There's so much noise around Alabama. They snuck in, they're gonna win the thing. They're good. Oklahoma's good, too. Don't sleep on Oklahoma. They've been good for a long time. They've been good since the Big 12 days. They've been good since the Big 8 days. They've been good since they were playing down there against regional teams. It doesn't work that way anymore. It's a national league now. But Alabama's in town. Should be a great football game. I'm riding with the Sooners in this one. Three-pack on Saturday. Thankfully, because of the NFL, the good game gets moved to early. Nooner in College Station, 11 o'clock local time, Miami taking on Texas A&M. A&M's a 2.5-point favorite. The number's trending downward. The reason for that, Miami's good, y'all. And I think A&M's a paper tiger or a paper Aggie, if you want to put it that way. Give me Miami. Give me the Canes in this game. They're capable of hanging with anybody. They're capable of losing to anybody, too. But they're not playing Syracuse this weekend. They're playing Texas A&M. They'll rise to the occasion. I don't think they can beat Ohio State, but I think it'll be a fun game. And it'll let us talk about that pass interference call that one time, which would get everybody good and riled up. That's a win-win for everybody. A&M, next year, if you guys struggle, I know how this works. You're going to be calling for Elko's head. I just find that enormously entertaining. That A&M, we got to lock him up. We can't let anybody take our coach. They will fire him next year with a big check at midfield if he struggles. I know how this works, College Station. I like him a lot, by the way. I don't know what he's singing down there. You got a million resources, but a million crazies as well. Tulane, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 17.5-point favorite. Snoozer, we shouldn't have rematches in the first round of the college football playoff. Get out of town with that. Ole Miss is ready to go. Are they ready to beat Georgia? That's a different question. One we'll answer next week. This week, they'll handle their business against Tulane. You know I think Oregon's got this one on lock. They're a really good team. Them against Texas Tech is going to be a fantastic matchup next weekend. Get that one circled already. Oregon, JMU. I love the Dukes. I love that they're in this. I'm pulling for them. They're not going to win, and they're not going to keep it close either. On to the NFL. Great Saturday slate for you. Starts right here on the Fan. Commanders, Eagles. Commanders only 7-point underdogs at home. It's 7. It's an NFL game. That's a lot. I think the Eagles are intent on getting right. I really do. All this noise around them, this is their opportunity for a statement game before they shut it down, get ready to go into the playoffs. Hey, the road still goes through us. This is still the best roster in football. Is it the best team in football? Not even close. They seem to all hate each other, actually. But it's the best roster in football. If they can put it together, they'll be dangerous. I think they put it together on Sunday. Eagles, -7 over the Commanders. Packers, Bears. Bears, 1-point favorites at home. I don't know what to make of the Packers. I thought they'd handle the Broncos. And then not only did they not, they made Bo Nix look good, which is hard to do. The Commanders couldn't even do that in the Sunday night game here. Do we need to sweat this? The Packers have owned the Bears historically. Chance for them to get a little revenge in a big primetime spot. I kind of like the Bears, but I know history says don't touch the Bears. So we'll go with the Packers. We'll go with the history. We're getting a point. Doesn't mean anything. I don't need the point. I'll send it back. But I think you've got to ride with the history on this because the history catches up to you at some point. And I think Caleb Williams is riding a heater. He's due to cool down at some point. He's, you know, the Packers did that to Jaden earlier this year. They got Jaden cooled off. Caleb Williams, I don't think, is as talented as Jaden Daniels. We'll see what the Packers defense can do. Without Micah Parsons, there's still some talent there. It's still a well-coached team. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but I think they win Saturday. Turn the page to Sunday NFL action. Josh Allen and the Bills, 10.5 points in Cleveland, 10-point favorites in Cleveland. They will win. Looking for Myles Garrett to set the sack record against a Bills team that has not given Josh Allen the protection he needs so far this season. I think they'll be scheming up for him to get it. I think he will get it. I think it's a great quarterback for him to get it against. Legitimizes it in a way that Michael Strahan never got it legitimized. Cough, cough, Brett Favre. Not the worst thing Brett Favre ever did. I think we can say that pretty definitively. Vikings, Giants, couple of teams the Commanders have played over the last couple weeks. Vikings looked good. Giants looked bad. I'm going to go off of that recency bias and say the Vikings win this one, although that could be a team that has packed it in and is playing for the draft pick. You never know this time of year. What if we go on the time machine, go back to the start of the year, and I tell you the Chiefs are only 3-point favorites in Tennessee against the Titans. You tell me, wow, the Titans must really be good under Cam Ward in their first year. Incorrect. It's regression by the Chiefs. They're out of it. Rashee Rice is out of it. Patrick Mahomes is out of it. What a snoozer of a football game. We got to watch the Chiefs again on Thanksgiving, America. Get ready for it. Here's your 1 o'clock game to watch. Chargers, Cowboys. Cowboys 2-point favorites at home. Vegas loves the Dallas Cowboys. Vegas thinks these guys are a lot better than their record indicates. I love the Chargers. I think Harbaugh is a lot better than people give him credit for. I think Justin Herbert's great. I think they're poised. I think they could make a playoff run. I really do. I pegged them preseason that this is their year. I'm not backing off of that now. Give me the Chargers. Give me the points. 4:05, sneaking in a great game in the regional window. Jaguars, Broncos. Broncos 3-point favorites over the Jags. This is a Trevor Lawrence, it's time to be the man moment. Now, Bo Nix rose to the moment, last week, and I think you've got to give him credit for that. But Trevor Lawrence needs a signature moment as we get ready for the playoffs, and he needs a signature moment in the playoffs, and we've been waiting almost a decade for a Trevor Lawrence signature moment. He beat the Chiefs earlier this season. He thought, is that it? And then everybody else beats the Chiefs, too. Well, nobody's beaten the Broncos. This is your opportunity in Denver. We'll be watching Trevor Lawrence's signature moment. If it's coming, it needs to come pretty soon. Give me the Jaguars. I don't believe in Bo Nix, but I reserve the right to change my mind when we chat again on Monday. Steelers, Lions, America's game of the week. Lions by 7. You heard Parney weighing in on this one. He was Steelers all the way. I don't bet against a Dan Campbell team when it's going to be a toughness game. This is going to be a toughness game right here. No J.J. Watt. No J.J. Watt for the Steelers. That's true. No T.J. Watt either for the Steelers. In this one, I like the Lions by 7. Under the lights, it's a flex game, folks. Patriots, Ravens getting the move to primetime. Chance for the Patriots to prove themselves. What do we say this time of year? I say this every week during this. I got 1 minute left in this segment, so I need to say it right now. These teams, the 32 teams in the NFL, have shown you who they are. We've played a lot of football games. We know who they are at this point. Believe them. The Patriots are good, and the Ravens are shaky. Ravens are 3-point favorites here. That's a reputation 3. Everybody, believe who these teams are. Tell you they are. The Patriots are telling you they're good at football. Ride with them. take the three. Travion Henderson, Pride of Richmond. Maybe he'll punch it in. That'd be fun. We got one more segment. We'll crosstalk with AWOD. He's down at River City Roll. We'll send you off to a great sports weekend. Alabama, Oklahoma tonight. VCU basketball on Monday at the Siegel Center. One last chance to see them before Christmas. Commanders, Eagles right here Saturday at 5 o'clock. Pregame starts at 2 on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan.
Now, MP of the mic.
Let's put hour number one in the books here on a Friday. Means we have 3 hours left until vacation time. 2 hours with you on Monday. We'll wrap up the Eagles and the Commanders. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. And we'll dive into it. Who do you want to see? Who do you want to see play? Who do you want to see get the minutes? I think Jordan McGee's a popular answer. I think Ben Sinnott's a popular answer. Excited to see what they do at left tackle. Is Brandon Coleman moving back out? I don't think so, because I don't think that's his future. I think it's an opportunity, and it's a low-cost opportunity. Sorry, Marcus Mariota, but yeah, if you get beat up, it's in the service of training guys to protect Jaden in the future. Three games left. Hopefully Marcus makes it three games. We'll see what happens, because there's some good pass rush there in Philly, and they're still playing for things. They need to wrap up the NFC East, which they will, but more than that, they need to establish themselves as a team to beat in the playoffs. Look around. Look at game last night. Two really good teams. Look at the NFC North. A lot of contenders there. We'll watch two of them tomorrow night. Eagles need to get back in that conversation. They're not right now. Maybe Tampa. I think the Eagles are in the Tampa conversation. Like, hey, they're good. We're not scared of them. But that roster is really potent. VCU, big win last night. Over American, scored 105 points. And five guys in double figures, including Terrence Hill coming off the bench for 17. Ahmad Noel, 8 points off the bench. One of his better games. I don't know that we'll be calling his name a ton during the season, but you love him getting those minutes in this situation right now. As you know, we've got the games right here. We've got all the action right here on 910 The Fan. Robbie and Rodney had the post-game interview with Coach Phil Martelli. Here's what he had to say about this team's depth and how it showed last night.
You know, I've talked about having more than five starters, you know, and we do. We have more than five starters, which is a great thing. And then it's just letting the game come to them and figuring out where we can take advantage. The sharing of the ball tonight was tremendous. I mean, you know, 21 assists on 38 field goals is really, really, really good. And the attempts to make plays for each other was outstanding. So, you know, again, it's when you have five weapons out there, it's okay to figure out how you're going to stop us, right? We made a point to try to get to Lazar early, and then that started to collapse some things. And, you know, Brandon did a good job using his bounce, you know, at different times when they were overextended on their defense, trying to deny us and, you know, being able to make those plays. So, you know, again, really, really happy with the effort and, you know, the connectedness of the group.
Coach, in September, if I'd have told you that Michael Bell and Lazar Jogovic have the longest three-point made streaks for your team right now, what would you have told me?
I would say, why are you saying that to me right now? We play on Monday.
It's true.
We're not superstitious. We're just routine-oriented up here.
I mean, you know, Michael Scott on The Office, I think, that said, you know, I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Again, like, you know, the announcer's jinx, like.
Oh, no, Well, I mean, look how good we shot from the three-point. I mean, the free throw line. You should have heard how many times Robbie said we hadn't missed tonight.
Well, no, there you go.
17 of 18.
There you go.
Pretty good.
I love that. I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious. I think he is too. They do a nice job with him. He's a fun interview, and those guys bring it out.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages.
Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Out of them. I love listening to them after the game. And don't believe for a second that coaches don't think the announcer's jinx is real. They definitely do. Robbie's off the hook. 17 for 18. They overcame anything Robbie threw at him last night. A fun interview, though, with Coach Martelli. And, of course, they do the weekly stuff on the Rams Unlimited and their podcast and their app and all those places. That's worth checking out. And we'll check back in with the Rams one last time before A-10 play on Monday. One last game against Ryder on Monday. And we'll shut this thing down until New Year's Eve, St. Bonaventure. And it's going to be a tough A-10 this year. They're going to take some losses in the A-10. I think whoever wins the A-10, I think the conference has done enough that it's a two-bid league, that team can get in. But if you finish second, third in the A-10, you're probably going to Pittsburgh needing to do something. And that's unfortunate for a conference that we're going to be calling a lot of teams that are really talented. There's going to be a lot of really hard, grinded out games. And VCU better get ready. They know what's coming. Phil Martelli knows what's coming. I know that for sure. We chatted with Mike Barber earlier in the week. He's in Oregon getting ready for the Ducks and the Dukes. We'll relive that for you on a Friday fun show. Jaden Daniels. And NFL picks, of course, on the way before we get out of here as well. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the Free Odyssey app, hanging out with you on a Friday morning, getting you ready for a big weekend in the world of sports. Starts tonight, college football playoff, our best game in Friday night, thanks to the scheduling quirk where the NFL has tomorrow as well. So they schedule the worst game into the best time slot. That's Saturday night, of course, and that'll be the JMU game, which may be over pretty quickly. Awan suggested doing a quadruple header, stacking them by four. I just think the NFL's a billion-pound gorilla. I just don't think you... Christmas Day, we've reviewed this. The NFL games on Christmas Day are bad, and nobody's watching the NBA anymore. Now, everybody's watching. Everybody's watching the NFL when it's on. It's Bears Packers. We're watching it. Everybody knows the deal. You can't compete with the NFL. You just got to scoot out of the way. Schedule a nice game for noon. Serve up the appetizer. Hope people will find it. And then sell those other games to TNT if you're ESPN. Let them eat the bad ratings instead of you being in on it. They all own each other now anyway, right? Isn't that the deal? I think they're like one company that owns everybody. The Oscars are on YouTube in 2029. Plan ahead. You'd be streaming the Oscars in 2029 instead of watching it on network TV. There's money. There's money in these things. And there's gold in them there, Hills. There's money in college football. There's a lot of money in every NFL game they can create. John Arand was saying the other day they started shopping an Australia NFL game, which is wild because I don't even know. You're going to have to do that a week before the season starts, I think. I don't think you can make an NFL team go to Australia and come back even mid-season with a bye week because you'd have to go down there and get ready on a short week, a regular week. I don't know. The logistics on that feel very difficult to me. But you know what? It's the NFL and there's a dollar to be made, so they're going to find that dollar. Rest assured, they will find that dollar. We'll get back to college football. Playoff in a minute. We'll turn in the picks here in about 10 minutes for the week because we're running out of time for the week. A reminder, we'll be with you on Monday. We'll wrap up the Commanders game against the Eagles. We'll get you set for the weekend sports, and we'll step aside. Wish everybody a great holiday week out there. Safe travels wherever you're going. Have great time with family if that's your thing. And we'll catch back up with you on the other side in 2026. When we talk to you, there will be just four college football teams remaining. We'll have this week's round and then the New Year's Day round. Two rounds to go in the college football playoffs. We'll know the NFL playoff picture when we chat with you. We'll be getting ready for that, and we'll have the final word on this dud of a Commanders season after the Christmas game. And then, I mean, that game in Philly against the Eagles, which the Eagles aren't going to have to take seriously either. Only way that happens is if the Eagles lose their next two, this one and the next one, and the Cowboys win their next two. They got the Chargers this week. That's difficult. And then they're coming to D.C. to play the Commanders on Christmas. I think they'll get eliminated this weekend. But even if they don't, they'll get eliminated next weekend. We'll take care of business if we need to take care of business. And, I mean, the Eagles are going to take the bye before the playoff game. They need to get good this week, but they're not going all out in that one. And the Commanders, we know, are not going all out either, as they've tipped their hand on that. Maybe a Josh Johnson special. He's no Philip Rivers, but he's up there. He is Marshawn Lynch's friend, and it's not an age gap friend thing. They're legit growing up friends. That's where we're at in the Josh Johnson situation. Philip Rivers, America's Story, Week 18, it's a Josh Johnson situation. I feel bad for anybody who has a fantasy league that rolls into Week 18. That's... nobody deserves that. I'll say that. Nobody deserves that. I'm monitoring week 17. I think Fantasy League should be pulling out of week 17. I'm monitoring the situation. I think there will be a number of relevant games still. I think there will be a number of irrelevant games. And I think the fact that they're putting games on Christmas, which is going to be a crap product, the short week, tells you maybe time to bail on week 17. As well for our fantasy football friends. Commanders, Eagles, who do you want to see? Who do you want to see succeed? And where do they go from here? I don't know that there's a ton of offensive linemen that are worth giving a look to. I'll be very curious how they handle the left tackle situation with Tunsil out. Wouldn't mind rotating in some young guys there. Obviously, Brandon Coleman can do it. Also, obviously, Brandon Coleman's not your future there. One possible situation, by the way, Josh Connerly. What if you moved him to left tackle? What if you gave him that experience? I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it that way because I think they're assuming they're going to pay Tunsil and keep Connerly at right tackle for at least a couple of years. What if you moved him over, though? What if you gave him the experience? Let Trent Scott, George Fant, let somebody slide in there at the right tackle spot. I don't hate that. I don't hate trying things this time of year. It's a Treylon Burks game. Get that guy, he is somebody, Paige Howard. Get that guy some snaps. Get that guy rolling. One guy who I've got circled a little bit, would love to see Johnny Newton flash. Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw have both been so good. I think we're all working under the assumption Payne leaves this offseason, but they may just have too many holes. And it doesn't make sense to create another one by letting Payne walk. Now, if Johnny Newton's good enough to fill in, you're fine there. Two interior guys, as more than most teams have. I'd be curious to see some Johnny Newton. He's been good this year, but he hasn't had that full-on starter-style workload. Even in, was it the Miami game where Payne was suspended? I don't think he played a full-on starter-style workload in that game. I would love to see him take a look at that. Take a look at him. Kick the tires on some guys. Let's bring in some linebackers. Give me the parade of young guys. It's time. Antonio Hamilton, breakout star last week. Do it again, and do it again, and do it again. Three more left. Would love to see these young guys excel and get snaps. And I don't mean like excel like beat the Eagles, although that would be fun. I would take it. I'm not rooting against them yet. We get to week 18. That could be a rooting against them situation. We're monitoring it right now. While they still got a lot of guys in, you're playing for the win. It'd be a lot of fun to get the Eagles. It'd be a lot of fun to trip them up, make them sweat it for another week, especially if the young guys popped. But to me, success is have some good plays, get some experience, show you can compete and run at this level and can execute at speed. And for Dan Quinn, that he can call a game for these guys and mix them up. He's got a lot of big decisions as well. And I haven't mentioned tight end yet, but Ben Sinnott certainly in the center of this discussion as well. I think everybody understands that for the Commanders. It's a weird in between right now. In week 18, it's going to feel like a preseason game. And a lot of week 18s do across the league now. They added that extra week, a couple meaningful games, probably have an AFC South meaningful game. We're going to have a lot of games that aren't meaningful, though. Maybe Bills, Patriots is still a race at that point. Maybe Steelers-Ravens is still a race at that point. But on the whole, they're going to be irrelevant games in Week 18. It's going to feel like preseason. We're not there yet, though. This is still worth watching. This is still for something. And these guys are still going to play for something. And it'd still be fun to see them win. I'm not rooting for draft position here. I'm rooting for wins and momentum going into 2026. I will change my mind over the next couple. I want to beat the Cowboys on Christmas. I know that for sure. I'm not changing my mind about that. Week 18, maybe wise to take an L against the Eagles. Because one thing Adam and I agree on, we're trading that draft pick to get more draft picks. The higher it is, the more I'm trading it. Because they got so many needs right now. I'd love a dynamic pass rusher, but I'd also love a linebacker. I'd also love a safety. You can't get all those guys with the picks you have right now. They're going to need to be wheeling and dealing and moving in this draft. We're going to need to be wheeling and dealing and picking some football games on the other side. Football picks coming your way on this Friday fun edition of MP on the Mic. You are listening to the home for the Commanders in Richmond three more times this season.
We love having Party on. He is like us, ready to turn the page, I'm sure, into 2026, and he joins us now. Good morning. How's it going?
What up, MP? 2025 hasn't been so bad. Like, it's been great, actually. Like, we got, I guess we did groundbreaking for CarMax Park in 2024. Right,
right, and you'll open it next year, and I obviously that'll be a I think of if we're doing MP top 10 moments of the year that I'm going to carry with me forever. Last day at the Diamond is one of them, and you know, sure. It was a celebration, but it was bittersweet in a lot of ways.
I've told this to more people. Like I've said it more than once, and I actually said it last night to somebody. It was a celebration of life, like a funeral, right? Like the last day at the Diamond was incredibly emotional. As a matter of fact, like the anesthesiologist when I was doing my procedure a couple weeks ago, she's like, oh, I was at the last game. Are you the guy that threw the first pitch? That was really emotional. I cried. I breathed deep, and then I breathed deep, and I was out for like 4 hours. I woke up. I'm like, where's everybody at, man? I wanted to carry on that conversation about the last day of the Diamond. That was pretty cool, and they made me breathe deep. But anyway.
Well, let's do a whole show sometime, like inappropriate times to bring up that the person is a local celebrity. Because we both had those from time to time. And like not now, we're taking a piss, you know, like there's moments where like there are moments where I would love to talk to you about the Commanders, you being anybody, like anybody listening to this show. If you run into me today, I'm having lunch, I'm out of lunch, come up, say hey, chat about the Commanders. I love meeting you guys, talking with you. And yet like there are moments, like moments before they put the mask on you and knock you out, maybe not right then.
I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was great.
That's why you're the best.
It actually made my day And I also got to do an NCIS reference when they put me on the table. I'm like, wait a second, I'm a huge fan of NCIS. This looks like Ducky's office and Ducky's room. Is something going to happen here? And they all died laughing. It's all as funny as that.
Okay, I had one bomb in an operating room once, and I got a vasectomy. We're just going all the way there. I'm in the vasectomy room, and like I'm not go ahead.
We're talking about your vasectomy on your show.
It's
right now.
You never know what's going to happen on MP on the mic. I'm in the room. I'm not like a big read the instructions guy. Like everybody does this. Like it'll be fine. And you know where I'm smelling like something smells like something's burning. And he goes, "That's you." I said, "Oh, is that part of this?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "I'm halfway done." I said, "You could stop now." We'd call it the Lance Armstrong, which I thought was pretty good. And I think he's probably heard that 7 billion times, and he rolled his eyes and kept burning.
Yeah, no dice on the joke.
You got to know your audience. Like, it wasn't the time. It wasn't the time.
Yeah, well, I welcome all references to squirrels talk and squirrels memories. I don't care where I'm at. So I could be in the hospital. I could be in the dump. I could be in the dumper. I could be wherever. If you want to talk about the squirrels, you go right ahead and talk about the squirrels, because it is, along with Tanya and our kids, the squirrels are the love of my life.
It's good to hear you back to being enthusiastic, by the way, and I am so excited for next year because there are going to be so many milestone moments along the way. They're going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, we had a squirrels holiday party on Tuesday night, and Lou flew down for it, which he'd never really done before. So that's the significance of the moment, and it was just a real celebration. Like, the squirrels were growing like crazy, right? Like, there was over 50 people probably in the room, and that's just, you know, full-time staff. So it's good to see the young or new faces of people, some local people that have been professionals in Richmond for a long time, but that are now taking their talents to a Carmack's Park. And it's just good to see the energy, the enthusiasm, the countdown. Ask Anthony Opperman how many days to April 7th. He'll be able to tell you right now, I promise you, because it's coming at us fast. But just the excitement that's in the air. And as Lou talked on Tuesday night, I mean, there were a lot of really dark days over the last 15 years ago. There's a lot of times when he and I would leave meetings together back when I was still the CEO, and would look at each other and like want to cry, or would look at each other and want to like, you know, rip each other's face off. Not because we were mad at each other, just because we were frustrated. So the fact that we got there, I drove past it last night on my way to the Pier Tan and to get some party pants, and the Carmack's Park, it's just going to be, it's hard to explain, MP. Like, I don't recall if you and I haven't toured it together yet, but I don't know if you've toured it at all, but it's hard to explain to people how special it's going to be. And Ben and Anthony and Ted and everybody there, Jamie, everybody's making a lot of really great decisions, like, you know, moving the game times a half hour so that fans have an hour and a half from gate opening every night, because people are going to want to explore, right? People are going to want to figure out where they want to park, what are the great concession stands and concessions items that they want to eat. And it's going to take time for people. And so I thought, you know, moving the game times to 7:05 or whatever it is, you know, and giving the fans another half hour to enjoy Carmack's Park was a very, very, very smart move. And I didn't even have to senior advise on that. Like, they did that on their own. And I think that they're doing a lot of really great things to make this what some people, MP, thought was something that would never happen, right? Like, how many people do you bring up when you, as a local sports celeb, bring up the Carmack's Park? How many times do people respond, I didn't think it was going to happen?
Hey, I mean, we're doing our Richmonder end of year stories, you know, tying up loose ends from the year, and baseball stadium came up, and that was the number one question. Like, is it going to open on time? And there are people who aren't going to believe it will open on time until you open the doors that night, because that's how it works here.
Well, Benny and I, and I think Anthony was in this conversation the other night at the party, that, like, everybody's been doing such a great job that literally is not on my mind personally. Again, I'm part time. I'm not there every day. I don't see it. I actually haven't toured CarMax Park since the end of the baseball season. But I see what they're doing, and I believe in Gil Bain and Patrick and everybody over there that's there on a daily basis. They've done. Those people that are building the CarMax Park are. It's personal for them. Like Patrick, for example, like he is building this for his kids. Like his kids are huge baseball guys, and you know he wanted to be a part of. He's a local guy, grew up here, professional here. Like the people that are working on that, though, whatever it is today. Again, I'm not there. 150, 180 people that are working on CarMax Park. It's personal for them that they're building this. This once in a lifetime opportunity in Richmond, Virginia. So that passion and that expertise and that love and that care is going to show through when people finally enter it, you know, next spring. So yeah, 2026, man, it's going to be amazing. 2025 had a lot of really positive things, but you're right. The closing of the diamond for the squirrels was something that. I mean, someday, hopefully 40 years from now, when you all put me in the grave, that's going to be a weekend. That's going to be a time in my life that people talk about.
And here's something else that we know that I think a lot of people don't, because you also, I'm sure, get the question, as I do, like, well, how different could it be? A baseball stadium's a baseball stadium. But you and I have been to enough places to know that the people who think that, when they come, are going to have their minds blown.
Well, that's just it. This isn't a baseball stadium. This is an event destination. This is a place where people can go to have all kinds of experiences. Like, let's just say that our listener down is going down the road and they own a company of 50 people. Well, they can have their year-end party next year at CarMax Park. They can have a wedding at CarMax Park. They can have a bar mitzvah at CarMax Park. We can have concerts at CarMax Park. We can have, and I'm spitballing here, so squirrels, if you're listening at the Diamond, don't hate me for this. You have an ice skating rink at CarMax Park. You can have Christmas light displays at CarMax. Like, CarMax Park is not a baseball park. It is a destination for year-round activity. And I think that's something that for years now we've tried to explain to people. And I think people are finally getting it. And you know, Lou starting 804 Live as a separate company to engineer and have these special, different, non-baseball events at CarMax Park is important, because people need to see how serious he and the ownership group are to having year-round events. And, you know, as we continue to sign up founding partners, and Woodfin joined our family of founding partners this past week. I think they announced it last week. You know, one of the reasons that people are doing that, one of the reasons CarMax signed on for naming rights, is because of it's not a ballpark. It's a year-round community destination for people of all ages to make memories for now your daughter's generation. Like, your grandkids are going to go to CarMax Park someday, hopefully. So I think that's the big difference, is it's not about baseball, while the baseball will be important, but it's about all the other things and all the other memories that can be had at CarMax Park. Because the diamond, bless his heart, wasn't built for that. That's it. It just wasn't built for that. It was built for baseball.
It's going to be a fun year. Parney's with us, getting excited for 2026, as I am as well. He joins us every week to make football picks, and this is a big, I want to continue with this, because you know I love talking about the new stadium, but we got serious business, Parney, because this season, you have correctly predicted 37 NFL football games, and you have incorrectly predicted 37 NFL football games. And that leaves us with just this week.
Well, and let's remind our listeners that are in their office or driving around or whatever they're doing in Richmond, Virginia, 37-37 is, you're not losing money, you're not making money off of me, but last year you did. You did make money last year if you so choose to do that. I'm not saying that you take these picks are for amusement only, but I'm just saying 42-19-2 I think is what we were last year, right?
It was a phenomenal year. We all vacationed with in tropical paradises with drinks with little umbrellas in them last year.
This we're not, but it's important to be over 500. because it's hard to have a weekly segment to pick football games if you're under 500. So this is an important week for us.
Very important week. Let's get to it. Packers-Bears, NFC North battle. These are the top two teams in Chicago Saturday night. Packers are 3-point favorites.
Oh, man, Wyatt, our producer for Party Time, just moved to Chicago. You knew that, right?
I did.
Yeah, what an idiot. It's like 15 degrees below. Wyatt Kruger's moving to friggin' Chicago. And how cold will it be on a Saturday night at Soldier Field? What's the point spread?
It's 3 for the Packers. Yeah, it's not going to be a pleasant evening.
Give me the Bears. I want the Bears. I want the Bears in that game for a bunch of different reasons. And I think Ben Johnson's going to prove that not only was he Mike Murphy's roommate at University of North Carolina, but he's worth all the money that the Bears are paying him to change the organization and to change Caleb Williams.
Cowboys not officially out of the playoffs, Parney. They do have to win out and the Eagles lose out to make it. They are hosting the Chargers, who are in. Chargers are 1.5-point underdogs in Dallas.
I'm going to very quickly say give me the Chargers, but there's also an interesting situation. I'm going to put my sports journalism hat on. Jesse Minter mentioned often about the University of Michigan job, which the chaos that's around that, not only football program, but the whole athletic department. But Jesse Minter could be the successor there at Michigan. He's the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, so keep your eye on that. But I've been saying for like 6 to 8 weeks that I will not be surprised if there's powder blue at the Super Bowl. So give me the Chargers. Cowboys are done. I'm sorry to all my friends that are Cowboys fans, Carney Bragg, whoever you are out there in radio land, Cowboys are done. Chargers will beat them by plenty of points.
Broncos, 3-point favorites. I missed the hook there. 3-point favorites hosting Jacksonville, a pair of teams that are in the playoffs at the moment.
And that's in Denver as well?
In Denver. Denver 3-point favorites against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I haven't been a believer in the Jaguars, but here's how we pick some games. Ian Gardeck, former Squirrels pitcher and former Biscuits pitcher, called me yesterday out of the blue. He's going to work for the Toronto Blue Jays next year, and we had a very nice conversation. His brother, Dennis Gardeck, is a linebacker and special teamer for the Jaguars. So, therefore, let's go with the Jaguars.
There you go. Jaguars for Parney. He's got 2 picks left to make. America's game of the week, Lions-Steelers. Lions 7-point favorites at home.
I'm not saying the Steelers are going to win, but
you get 7.
You're going to give me 7 points. I'm going to take them.
Yeah. And Sunday night, Patriots-Ravens. Ravens 3-point favorites, despite being 7-7.
So the Ravens, I think, might be one of those teams that sneak into the playoffs and then end up playing the Chargers for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. It seems like the Ravens, no matter if they're 1-5, I just felt like they're going to be there in the end, right?
And always.
So I think that's the case. So give me the Ravens.
Give them the Ravens. Parney, always fun hanging with you. I'm sure we will keep up offline. If not, we'll catch you in 2026.
I think that next week there might be the bottom of a beer bottle for me and you to chase on occasion. I want to publicly thank you, MP, for all your hard work that you do on our Party Time podcast. We had a great season 2. We're going to have a great season 3 with you and Cheats and Joe T. And everybody over there at the radio station, happy holidays to everyone. We love you. My family loves you. The Squirrels love you.
A great note to end on. Parney, take care. Catch you soon. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 FM.
The Fan,
now in the Fan, 105.1 FM. Haven't chatted with Mike Barber in a while. We got him on the line. Excited about that. He's the editor-in-chief of SevilleRightNow.com, covering everything in Charlottesville and surrounding areas. Mike, good morning. How's it going?
Really good. Good to talk to you again.
All right. You're a Heisman voter, right?
I am.
Did you share who you voted for? Do you want to share?
I don't mind sharing. I have voted for Fernando Mendoza. My only regret on my ballot was I would have liked to have seen the linebacker from Texas Tech make it to New York. And when you go back and look at the vote totals, like I could have just voted for him first. Maybe helped get him there, but that's not the way they want you to do your ballot. But I thought he was deserving of certainly being in New York. But you know, I thought Mendoza, the numbers, the 33 touchdown passes, I think it was just 6 interceptions, some of the games he had in big spots. And it was funny. I thought it was a more, I don't know, not that I was underwhelmed, because you're never underwhelmed by somebody who wins the Heisman, but I thought it was a year where there was no great, clear, great candidate. There were a bunch of deserving, and I really thought the Big Ten title game was going to separate things for me, and then it was kind of a meh as a data point, I thought. But yeah, in the end, I did vote for Fernando Mendoza, and what a great story that has been in Indiana under Kurt Cignetti.
I thought, and I voted for Pavia, and your choice is completely defensible. Rodriguez deserved it, at Notre Dame, the running back deserved it. To me, the only choice that I think would have been the incorrect choice was Julian Sayin. For what you just said, like, they played each other, and, you know, sometimes they play each other and you're like, ah, he lost, but it was a valiant losing effort. I felt like that should have knocked him out of the pool there.
Yeah, I agree. I think the number one data point I've used in my years voting for the Heisman, I like to go back and look at the game you lost, if you did, right? If you're not undefeated, if there's a game or two you lost, and then what did you do, right? If you're the quarterback and the game your team lost, you threw for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns, right? And you lost because your team has no defense, that weighs differently on me than you lost a game and you threw for 186 yards and an interception. To me, that's always an important data point. What do you do in your biggest games, your rivalry games? And that's where I thought the Ohio State kid had an argument, because in the Michigan game, and certainly we didn't know what Michigan was about to become, but in the Michigan game, you know, he played well. So that was sort of a conflicting data point. This was a Heisman race where I would say week to week, I was changing my mind more than anyone I can remember in recent time. And I mean, I thought Jeremiah Love, the running back at Notre Dame, was almost the safe choice. I thought there was a good chance he was going to win it when that Big Ten title game ended up being so non-inspirational, if you will.
I think people are a little tired of Notre Dame and their shenanigans at the moment.
I know I am. I know I am. I mean, the fact that, and I know my Twitter's gone through the roof with this stuff, but I mean, the fact that they would negotiate into a deal getting into the college football playoff over a team ranked above it, purely because they're Notre Dame, and I thought that was the most obnoxious thing. And I know it's a rare scenario, but I just thought that was such an obnoxious premise that it's a turnoff, man.
It's a rare scenario, and one that would have happened this year. They just didn't get it in quickly enough.
Well, and that's what's crazy about it to me, is because so many people talk about this and they don't know what they're talking about. If Notre Dame had that deal in place this year, they would have bumped Alabama out. Like, people are like, oh, well, good, get JMU out or get Tulane out. That's not what this deal says. What this deal says is you get down to the final at-large spot, and if Notre Dame is 12 and the number 11 team is still out there, Notre Dame's going to jump the number 11 team. And guess who that's going to be? It's going to be the SEC or the Big Ten.
Yep.
Because they have chalked that playoff full of their own teams. So it blows my mind that they would agree to that. And again, there is no justification for it other than Notre Dame's kind of cool, right? They got the Golden Dome. They got Touchdown Jesus. I don't know if you heard, but Newt Rockne once coached there. Like, that's the only argument, and that's such an invalid argument. I can't believe that it's signed in writing somewhere. It's just obnoxious to me.
College football gives us plenty to talk about. And the JMU Tulane situation doesn't need fixing. It's just a weird quirk that happened this one time. And yeah, like, you and run this back 100 times, it's not going to happen again.
Exactly. And it's a great quirk, right? Like, I will say, I don't know, there are years where I thought the Group of Five team was maybe a better matchup for some of the other playoff teams than this year. But I have, look, put up the graphic. I mean, everybody's seen the graphic, right? The first round playoff games have not been competitive, whether you're talking Group of Five or other matchups. They've largely been blowouts. So I would much rather see what JMU can do, what Tulane can do. I love the fact that their coaches are staying. I can't wait to get out to Oregon and see this game. I'm excited for it. And look, maybe it'll be a 35-point blowout. But you know what? I bet somewhere on that scoreboard there's going to be a 35-point blowout that involves two Power Four teams. And I think we're okay with that.
The first round of the playoffs was a total dud last year, as Mike Barber joins us from Seville right now. You're going to Oregon? You're burying the lead here.
Oh, yeah. I thought you and I had texted about this. I don't know if your listeners know this, but we do have lives off the air, too.
No, you texted me, like, should I go to Oregon for the game? And I just started, like, well, yeah, of course you should go to Oregon for the game. But you're actually going to Oregon for the game. Let's go.
What, Mike, I take your word as the gospel. So I said, should I do this? You said yes. That was the end of the debate. Yes, I'm actually going out with JMU Sports for their website to chronicle, you know, their team's first appearance in the college football playoffs, similar to what I did a year ago with their first bowl victory at the Boca Bowl. You know, they want to have that kind of memorialized or covered at a certain level. So they've asked me to come along with them, and I'm going to be doing that.
Whatever level that is. No, Mike's the best.
Yeah, right.
SeaVilleRightNow.com as well. All right, let's give me the word here. Who are we watching this week? You got Alabama, Oklahoma. That'll probably be a good one. I think Miami can beat A&M. I don't think Tulane can beat Ole Miss, but you got, you know, and we've seen that once before. But we've got the weird Lane Kiffin factor, and I think you agree with me that Oregon's the big favorite here. Which one do you have circled here? Who's your upset watch?
Yeah, so I mean, Alabama Oklahoma to me is the most intriguing game.
Yeah, there's no upset there, obviously.
There's no upset there, exactly. I think if you're talking upset, I think you've got to look probably at Miami. Right, just in terms of the likelihood of it happening. I think Ole Miss, by promoting that coach, they seem to have stability. I was hoping for the Ole Miss in disarray, and you get a Group of Five upset. I don't think we're going to get it. I think JMU-Oregon is an intriguing matchup. I just think Oregon is a big favorite. Are there paths to victory for JMU? There are. They're narrow. They're rocky. They're winding. they're not paths you would... You're not going to ride your bike down that path, even in Oregon. So I think, yeah, if you're looking on the board realistically, where you'd look is, you know, Miami, who I think has played really well at the end of the season here. They have dynamic weapons. I mean, Malachi Toney is as good a freshman as maybe there is in the country. You know, Carson Beck, I think he's had such an up-and-down year, and the 10 interceptions, and especially some of the early interceptions, everybody looks at that. But Carson Beck is postseason tested. He's had that experience. I think that's really going to help. So yeah, if I'm picking an upset in one, I would take Miami over A&M. If I'm picking one to watch, it's Alabama, Oklahoma, because I think that's going to be really entertaining.
All right, closer to home with Mike Barber here, UVA in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, the most intense of all the tax-themed bowl games. UVA, obviously this is not where they want to be. And that said, this is as high as they've shot for a very long time. What's the vibe around the program? What's the importance level of this one?
Yeah, I think the players recognize and appreciate what this is. I don't know if all the fans do, right? Because of what you said. I told people that this a bunch of times, but the morning of the ACC title game, right? Here's Virginia. They're getting ready to play a Duke team they've already beaten. They're going for their 11th win and for a spot in the college football playoffs and the ACC title. If I had told you in September you could be in that spot,
done.
You take it.
Done.
And if I told you in September you could be in that spot, but you lose that night, you take it. You 100% take it. But if I tell you Saturday morning you're going to lose tonight, and that is what I've seen is the flip of it. It was like, dude, where this team has gotten to, what they achieve, beyond, I think, expectations, beyond something to celebrate. I think the Gator Bowl is a good bowl to end up in. I think the Missouri matchup and SEC matchup, everything about it is great. The only thing that's not great about it is that it's not what it could have been if you finished the job against Duke.
Well, there's two things not great about it. The other one is that it's not the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which I was hoping for personally.
And Brent Key is the perfect coach for the Pop-Tart Bowl because he suffers no fools. And the Pop-Tart Bowl is a parade of fools, right? So you get these amazing moments where and Brent Key is a really good guy. And so he's up there and he's, you know, toasting the Pop-Tarts in the trophy and all these things. But the whole time he's got this deadpan look on his face that just screams, WTF are we doing here? Why am I playing with it? And then he gives the greatest quotes. Like I saw the one quote where he said, you know, I feel like you have to use this, not just display it, otherwise it's a waste. like him playing it straight and taking it seriously when you know in his mind he's like, what are we doing here, is one of my favorite things so far of the bowl season.
Bill Belichick getting into a Pop-Tarts bowl or a Mayo bowl, it would be the best outcome next season, aside from him losing all 12.
I could see his girlfriend like eating Pop-Tarts every morning for breakfast. strawberry frosted, right?
He'll toss one to her from the stands. Mike Barber, SeaVilleRightNow.com. Anything you want to plug? Anything you guys are cooking up over there?
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. I think we have an interesting story up today about Lars Tiffany, the UVA lacrosse coach, talking about the Brown shooting massacre. Lars is a Brown alum, and he's always been a politically thoughtful guy. Had a chance to catch up with him from Orlando, where he's at the coaches' convention, and talk a little bit about that tragedy. And obviously, hit real home and for him and the USC women's basketball coach. We included her comments after her game, so I think that's worthwhile. And then, we just got to gearing up for the new year. So we're going to have a lot of top stories from Virginia sports from the year, top stories in Charlottesville area from the year. You remember that content at the end of the year, trying to get all of those storylines out.
We had a staff meeting at the Richmonder, and somebody said, do we have to work on January 2nd? Because that's a Friday. And I said, not if you give me the stories for January 2nd before you leave.
We were just talking about it. Do you have to work on Christmas? Not if you work hard before Christmas. Do you have to work on New Year's Day? Not if you work hard before New Year's Day.
Do you have to work hard on Christmas? Only if you're the Washington Commanders, and you're all the way out of it, and you don't have to play on Netflix. Merry Christmas, totally, America.
Totally worthwhile.
Mike, great talking with you.
Thanks for having me, man.
Awesome. Mike Barber, SeaVilleRightNow.com, and out in Oregon. Where should we send Mike to next? We'll run a survey. We'll tell him where to go next. We're back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.